Over 25,000 cases of Starbucks Frappuccinos recalled due to possible glass fragments. By Amy Furr on February 20, 2023. Thousands of cases of Starbucks bottled vanilla Frappuccinos are being recalled because they may contain pieces of glass. The news was per Food and Drug Administration, FDA, officials, NPR reported Monday, stating, each of the 25,200 cases contains 12 bottles, bringing the total number of bottles recalled to 302,400. In its notice, the FDA said the product's expiration dates are March 8, 2023, May 29, 2023, June 4, 2023, and June 10, 2023. Consumers will not find that specific beverage in Starbucks stores, but it is sold by businesses including Target, Amazon, Walmart, and Safeway, the NPR article noted, adding PepsiCo partners with Starbucks to distribute such items. The FDA's notice deemed the recall a Class 2 and said it is a situation in which use of or exposure to a violative product may cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences or where the probability of serious adverse health consequences is remote. In September, PepsiCo recalled the Starbucks Vanilla Espresso Triple Shot Energy Coffee beverage due to possible metal fragments, according to Today. The recall affects 221 cases of product, each containing 12 bottles of 15-ounce drinks, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the outlet said. Over the summer, Starbucks decided to remove its chicken, maple butter, and egg sandwich from its seasonal menu because customers complained of suffering from symptoms such as diarrhea once they ate it, according to Breitbart News. A few days after its debut, the corporation told locations to pull, discard, and not donate the food item. In 2019, UPI reported Starbucks recalled one of its French presses available to customers once reports came in it could cut or puncture individuals who used it, according to officials. The recall affects about 230,000 Bodum Plus Starbucks recycled coffee presses sold in the United States and about 33,200 in Canada, the outlet said, adding, there were 8 reports of injuries in the United States and 1 in Canada.